Greetings, everyone. My name is Ercilio Nunes from Mana Christian Church. We will keep learning about Origin of Problems, which is a book written by our apostle, George Tadeu. So today we will see three items, three origin of problems, which are not forgiving, unhealthy friendships, and about fear. So starting from this first one, not forgiving. There's a passage on the Bible in Matthew 18, 23 to 35 of someone that didn't want to forgive his colleague. Then it says that, so my heavenly Father also will do to you, to each of you from his heart that does not forgive his brother. So whoever does not forgive other person will be opening doors for problems and curses, because we also need the forgiveness of God. But when we do not forgive a person, we also cannot receive forgiveness of God. So when we do not receive forgiveness of God, of course, we don't have the protection of God. And that's why Satan takes that chance and it brings problems. As it is written in John 10:10, he only comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So not forgiving, it's opening doors for Satan to bring problems. The solution is to forgive. I know it sometimes is difficult, but to forgive is not a feeling, it's a decision, because it is written. That's what we need to do to also receive forgiveness of God. And then the second item is unhealthy friendships. It is written in Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of those who speak wicked things. So we must understand that our relationships, friendships with people that offend God will open doors in our lives for problems to come, because we are allowing for these people that are against God to be part of our relationships. And God cannot be there where his name is being mocked or his house is being mocked by others. So that's why we must choose our friendships, relationships. Because when we are with people that do things against God, it's like we are also part of it. And the demons, they like that, and they will take it as an opportunity. And the last item is about fear. We have the story of Job, for example, Job 3. He was always worried, and what he was worried about, that's what happened. It is written in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. So when someone is worried too much with something, that worry brings fear. And fear is against faith, because faith makes us believe that everything good will happen because it comes from God. But fear makes us believe that something bad will happen. That's why fear, it's opening doors for problems to come, because fear is a force that brings evil things. The solution is fill your heart with the word of God. Fill your heart with the promises of God. Pray God to give you strength to overcome the challenges. God will always answer. Amen. God bless you. See you in the next lesson.